santa. Lili pini li mutri boski. Riba maduri masio kuto. Ilu mutri miendere. Liki pini li musike. Riba baba masio tore besi atle. Bro bro was ayakata. You are the great I am. You are the Messiah. You are Lord Jesus. You are our Savior. You are our Counselor. You are all consuming fire. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the great Babic Born. You are the brightest morning star. You are the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. Yes, Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and the end. You're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. You are all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere, all the time. And therefore, Lord, we know that you are hearing, you're seeing, and you dwell among us, your people. God, we give you the glory. We give you all the glory. And it can never be too cliche for us to say we give you all the glory. Our hearts must purify you. Our posture must be in such a manner, mighty God, that all praises and glory and honor is shown unto you, God. We adore you even now. We love upon you even now. We thank you, Lord, for inclining your ears to our voice. We thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you're a God who wants to be close to your people. We thank you for never turning your backs upon us. We thank you, Lord, for being so keen and attentive to our prayer and hearing our heart's desire. Oh, God, we come before you today. Mighty God, night two of the rededication unto the Lord. Father God, you know everything. You know everything. And when I say everything, you know everything. Things that we have laid on the altar. Father God, things that we have in our hearts, in our minds. Things that we would have kept secret. But Lord, you are doing a new thing. Lord, you spoke to us so mightily and strong yesterday. You, mighty God, uttered your word by saying, if my people who are called by my name, God, we know that we are your people. So we humble ourselves before the El Shaddai, the Jehovah Makadesh, the Jehovah Tsiskanu, the Jehovah Nisi, the only I am that you are, the only God, the only living and true God. Oh God, if we should just humble ourselves and bow down and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear us. Oh God, we come before you. Oh God, we come knocking at your door this evening. Oh God, we ask you to hear our cry and tend, mighty God, unto our hearts. Oh God, our hearts are overwhelmed. And you say, when our hearts are overwhelmed, you will lead us to the rock. Oh God, we look to the rock that is higher than I. Oh God, we look to the rock that is higher than I. Oh God, we lift up our heads and our hearts. Oh God, and we humble our organs before you. As we lift up our hearts and our mind and our body, our soul, our spirit. Ah, to the King of Glory. Oh God, the King of Glory who dwells on Mount Zion. The King of Glory who is exalted above the heavens and on the earth. Oh God, we look. We look, mighty God. And we bow down before the King of Glory. As we humble ourselves before you, God. Your people who you know by name and nature. Your people who you know, mighty God, every idiosyncrasy about. Your people who you know every weakness and strength about. Your people, oh God, mighty God, your people come before you this evening. Your people lay prostrate before you this evening. You said, my people, come unto me who are heavy, heavy laden, heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. My people, the same people who you have called to humble ourselves before you, we come before you. We come before you as your people. God, we know no other God. We don't serve, mighty God, in any inanimate object. We don't serve any God that mankind created. We serve a God that is living. Oh God, can't you see that we are your created beings? We are your creation. You are the creator. You are the creator. And we are your created beings. We can never exalt ourselves above you. Oh God, humble us this evening. as you teach us more about humility and walking, mighty God, upright in this new dedication, mighty God, with this new dedication that we have pledged, that we have said, that we have declared with our own mouths, oh God, before you. Things that we would have uttered before you, God. Oh God, oh God, we don't serve any other God but the living God. Oh God, mighty God, the gods that the Hindus serve, oh God, they're not the living God. Oh God, the God that the Rastafarians serve is a dead God. He's not a living God. I said the gods that the Buddhists serve, oh God, he's not a living God. He's a dead God. Oh God, Abu is sending. Oh God, oh God, you came into this world. And when you came into this world, you were baptized by John the Baptist. You came and you were born in a manger. Everything about you has been and always will be humble because you're a humble God. Teach us how to lay, mighty God, before you and allow you, mighty God, to just do what you do best. Too often we try to take things into our own hands. Too often, even when we put our own plans before you, when you tell us to just wait, God, that's not a sign of humility. And so you have taught us, even today, that humility is the antithesis of pride and arrogance. God, we cannot go before you. Teach us never to go before you, because sometimes we often do. Teach us to humble ourselves before you, God. Teach us even more now, mighty God, so that we do not habitually repeat these things and then come each day asking for forgiveness over and over again. Teach us the very same thing that you taught David. You said to David, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Can you imagine how irritating it is to have a child, mighty God, or to even have a loved one who comes before you every day doing wrong and then asking for forgiveness? Where is the learning? Where has learning taken place? And that's how you are with us too. Sometimes you're so patient to the point where it causes us sometimes to you to even want to turn from us. But yet still, mighty God, you're a good and patient God. Father God, cause us not to be irritable to you, because sometimes we even get on each other's nerves as humans. I can't imagine just you, mighty God, saying, how many times must I go through this with you? God, just put us in a position, Lord, where we will see our own faults and look within ourselves and say, my God, is this what you have to put up with on a daily basis? God, oh God, it's never easy being God. I can just imagine just the insurmountable work that you have to do on a daily basis, tending to how many flocks of people of all name and nature and religion and ethnic background. Even when some of us are stuck in our own way and wanting to do our own thing, mighty God, and you are saying to us just the same, just be patient, just lean on me, just listen. God, I know it must be irritating, God, because even us as humans, we find it so. Lord, thank you for being so patient and so diligent. Lord, we thank you so much, God. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. And even now, Lord, we say, God, we're unworthy of you. We're unworthy of you. We're so 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 unworthy of you. Lord, had it not been for you, I don't know where we would be. And it's not just saying that, but really and truly, if it had not been for you, we would be empty vessels. Had it not been for you, we would have been dark vessels. We would have been vessels who have no hope, who have no life, who have no future. But we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. We thank you, Lord, that your love supersedes the love that any human being would ever have for us. We thank you for your love, which is unconditional. We thank you for your love, Lord, which has no boundaries, which knows no bound. Lord, teach us how to be disciples of your grace, disciples of your truth. Lord, when you came here, you had 12 disciples, and you dwelt among them, and you taught them, mighty God, the things that you want them to know, so that, mighty God, they can wicked gods and the agents of change. Father God, as we gather in this sanctuary even now, you have called us by name and nature. You have called us in our various capacity and gifts to go out and minister the gospel. Some of us have the word embedded in our hearts so much so that we don't want to share with anybody but ourselves. Forgive us for being so selfish, Lord. Father God, open up, mighty God, the pores of our bodies so that your light can illuminate us with everything that is in us. Father God, fill us so much, mighty God, until we become explosive time bombs before you. Because you're the only person, you're the only God, you're the only supernatural being that we want to be fascinated with us. Father God, we seek to delight in you. Father God, we don't need validation from any man. Too many of us are seeking the opinion of others and what it is that they see us or how we are before them. Father God, tear down this, mighty God. Tear down this wall of idolatry. Tear down this wall of comparison. Tear down this wall of covetousness, wanting to look like another brother or a sister, instead of coming before you and saying, God, melt me before you. Mold me before me, you. Put me on the potter's wheel so that I can be who you have called me to be. God, remove it. Remove it. Just as all we wear dirty clothes on a daily basis, and at the end of wearing the dirty clothes, we're able to pick up on the stain. So too, you're able to detect the stains on our clothing. Oh God, we don't want anything, mighty God, to rubbish, mighty God, the relationship that we have with you. We don't want any stain, any blemish, any spot, anything hindering us from entering into the promised land. God, prepare us. Prepare us, Lord, in such a way that when you come, we can be caught up to meet you. God, I've always been fascinated with Enoch's story and Elijah's story, where they were just walking and talking with God so much so that they found themselves being raptured. Father God, at any point in time, Lord, prepare us in such a way that our heart melts before you, that you say, oh my, I delight for my child to be with me. Oh God, prepare our hearts in such a manner where all we say and do, mighty God, pleases you. Even our image must be transformed in such a way that your illumination, your glory, mighty God, overtakes us in such a manner where you are just pleased with us, God. Hallelujah, mighty God. Father God, remember when you revealed your Son, mighty God, to Peter, James, and John on the mount. God, can you imagine such an encounter that we would have with you even now, where you will just illuminate before us even here at church? Father God, we call for those groundbreaking miracles, signs, and wonders. We're under your open heaven. We're in your temple. We're in your sanctuary. We know that with you there's nothing that is impossible. Father God, would you just reveal yourself to us in such a manner where we will see the roof being lifted, where we will see angels ascending and descending, where we will see a heavenly dove over our heads, where we will say, mighty God, how great thou art, where you will respond to us and we will know that it is you speaking to us in such a manner, mighty God, where we're blown off our feet. God, we've read these things in the Bible, but we want to see in these days and in these times even now. We want to see you, want to feel you, want to experience you like never before. At least I want to. I want to see you in all your glory. God, and even when you show yourself strong like that, remove fear. Remove fear, Lord, so that we can say, my God, how great thou art. God, we want to be at a next level in our faith. We want to be at a next dimension in our faith where we're even blown away just ourselves, just to know that you, oh Lord, have placed us in a position that gives us just this dynamic access up close with you, our Father. God, we just want to see this. We want to experience it. God, we hear these things on Cinderon, it's supernatural. But we want to experience it here in Alabama and Jamaica. Lord, we want to see these things. I want to see these things. We want to see these things, God. We want to see these things. God, prepare us through fasting and prayer to reach that next dimension, mighty God. That next level. level dimension, God. We want to be able to know that even when Satan is from a distance, we can spot him the very same way the eagle's eyes are sharp and he's able to detect the prey from afar. God, God, give us eyes like the eagle's eyes. Give us wings like the eagle's wings to soar high above planes and jets in the name of Jesus. It is often said that the eagle is the only animal that flies during the storms. Lord, and oftentimes when we hear of a storm or a hurricane coming, everybody finds a place to retreat. That's the only animal, the only bird who faces a storm spot on. God, what kind of character would you place in such a bird? God, give us such grace and character just the same to fly as high as the eagles in the realms of the spirit. Give us the same, God, to be able to spot things from afar, 50 and 100 miles way beyond our natural eyes can see, God. Oh, God, we lift our hands this afternoon in praise and gratitude for where you are taking us in the realms of the spirit. God, this is our desire. This is our lasagna. This is our cheesecake. This is anything that we want. This is our spiritual manna. This is our spiritual manna, God. This is our spiritual manna, God. To look in the look to see the enemy from afar and not be afraid. And to say, don't you know the power and the authority that is within me? Don't you know the God that I serve? From the very fact that your eyelids were laid on me, you would have known that I serve the omnipotent God, the only potentate God of our faith, the only God, because all others are flukes, all others are commonplace. You are the only, capital G-O-D, the God, God of gods. God, this is our desire. Isn't that one of the reasons why you have us here? Yes, we know the importance of coming before you as a church, but in coming to you and seeking you, being consecrated and set apart for you, we desire above earthly things, spiritual things. You said in Colossians 3 verse 2, set your mind on heavenly things. Lord, we're setting our mind on heavenly things. We want to dwell amongst you with the streets of gold where Paul and David and Elijah and Ezekiel and all the other prophets and Jeremiah are. And how they walked and laughed and enjoyed such conversations with you. We're here left on the earth, mighty God, to battle things out. We want to be there too. But we do understand that we have to pay, mighty God. We have to pay our dues the very same way they paid theirs. And pave the ways for others, Lord. You see, they passed on the torch. And so, Lord, we have the torch that we have to carry on to the next generation. God, we're torch bearers for your glory. We're torch bearers for your glory. We're generational breakers for your glory. God, we're here standing in the gap. Not just for our church. Not just for our family. But for the kingdom of heaven. For nations to know you by name. For nations to hear the name of Jesus. For nations to be a record of your glory. Father God, you know that there are some nations. There are some people living in nations that have never heard your name. And so, Lord, we wish to proclaim. We want. It is our desire and our declaration to go out as your torchbearer. Holding up that great lamp, mighty God, and going into the highways and byways, going into the forests and the dark places, in the name of Jesus. And even reminding me how John the Baptist was able to dwell in the forest, mighty God. In those, to just be separated in caves, mighty God, away from everybody, just to be holy and contrite and consecrated before you. Lord, it was even said that his food was honey and locusts. To show just how much, Lord, you had him in a place where he would not be distracted by anything else. God, put us in that place. Put us in that space, God. Put us in that place and space, God, where we are just consecrated for you. Where we thirst for you, God. God, because even the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were battled. They were saying, who is this man? Where does he get so much authority to speak a thing? God, you even consecrated him from in the womb. So much so that even when Mary and Elizabeth came into contact, both babies leaped. Mighty God. Lord, that's how we want to leap for you. We want to leap for you. We want to leap higher than 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet. We want to leap high like planes and jets. We want to leap for you. We want to launch out into the deep, mighty God, and do great, mighty God, things that not even the world has ever seen, Lord, all through and in your name. Lord, remember when you said, Lord, to your disciples in Matthew 28:20, go ye therefore and speak to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You gave them the great commission, God. And you said, greater things shall you do in my name. Lord, these are the things we're going to do in your name. Because we speak the things that are not as though they are. We are agents of change for you, oh God. We're agents of change. God, we're angels of cherish for you, God. Holy Jesus, Holy Father. Holy Father, Holy Father, Holy Father, Holy Father, Holy Father. Don't you know that you are glorious? Don't you know that you're brighter than the bulbs in this room? Don't you know that you're brighter than the sun, who is 9 million miles away from the earth? Don't you know that you are illuminous? And God, if we were ever to get even a fraction of your glory, we would fall to the ground. Fear would take us over because we have been consumed. Mighty God, or excellent God, or awesome God, or awesome God, or awesome God, we love you, Lord. 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 And even now, Lord, as you have called us to be your bond servants, Lord, as we come to be of service in your kingdom, as we come to be of service to your kingdom, empty us, God, as we come to be of service to your kingdom, as we lay prostrate before you, as as we serve the people of God. God, let us never go before you, Lord, but to tend to the needs of those who are coming, God. Empty us, God, even now. Empty us even now, God. Empty us, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Move through the aisles. Move through the altar. Move through the rooms. Move as you wish, God. Move as you please, God. Move, Lord. 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 We're not ashamed of you moving. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Any way you wish to move, whether it be horizontal, diagonal, vertical, Lord, or even in circles, Lord. Move, Lord, until the atmosphere becomes ripe and ready, mighty God, for your glory to be poured out, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Have your way, mighty God. Move, Lord, as you deem fit. Move, Lord, across the earth. Move, Lord, across the sanctuary. Move, Lord, across the state of Alabama. Move, Lord, across the globe. Move, Lord. 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 Move, Lord, move. This is your place. This is your work in which you have started in us, your vessels. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Renew us even now, God. Renew us even now, Lord. As we put on the full armory of heaven, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the shoe of peace, the gospel of peace. Oh God, move. We have authority in the realms of the Spirit to use our weapons as how you have ordered us to move. Oh God, we take our swords and we trample, mighty God. We cut off the head of the serpent. Even now, every spirit in our way, in the name of Jesus, every spirit trying to come against us, every spirit in the sanctuary, move, Lord, move, Lord. Every spirit wanting to come through the door, we shut it down now in the name of Jesus as we are armored. Oh God, every spirit coming through whatever form, whether it's through defeat, mighty God, through bullying, through tiredness, overwhelm, addiction, frustration, distraught, depression, oh God, brokenheartedness, hopelessness, and sadness, oh God. Anyway, the spirit of the enemy tries to move, we sever it even now with the sword we have of heaven, from heaven, in the name of Jesus. We sever it. We cut up every head of the serpent, every marine spirit, in the name of Jesus. Every Leviathan spirit, in the name of Jesus. We call for the earthquake, a seaquake of heaven. Oh God, we call for the finger of God to judge the enemy. God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the word, which are our weapons, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, Jesus. We thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for the cross, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, we thank you for the cross, oh God, and we thank you for your word, who is like unto the Most High God. Oh God, you hear your people's cry. You hear our heart's petition. Oh God, you hear our heart's petition. You hear our heart's petition. Oh God, even now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that our prayers will never fall on deaf ears. We thank you, Lord, even now. God in heaven, we come to you, oh God. Oh God, as the only authority. Oh God, you said in your word that all things are subjected through the power invested in us through Christ Jesus, your Son. And so, Lord, we take authority over every unclean spirit. Every generational curse shall be cast down by and with the blood of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. We rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. We rebuke the spirit of prostitution. The spirit of hate in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we take authority over every vile and demeaning spirit. Every incantation, every juju spell, every satanic ritual. And we break every demonic and influential spirit which comes to oppress us and torment us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our children, over our families, over the church, and everybody that is connected to Augusta Ministries and us. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God. That complete healing is our portion and blessing is the portion of your children. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are no more hostage to the enemy and his tricks and plans and trap. Oh God, because we have recommitted our lives unto you. Oh God, we put the blood all over, mighty God. Our relationships. Oh God, our finances, our home, our children. Oh God, as well as the ministry that you have ordained, mighty God. And even now, Lord, as you're putting Pastor Tate before me, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your woman servant. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that she's constantly interceding. Oh God, on behalf, oh God, of your children, mighty God, in your name. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that she's a humble servant. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the medicinal oil that you continue to pour upon her head. We thank you for the humility and the grace, Lord, and the mercy that you have given unto her. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for giving her restoration on every side. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for even now, mighty God, that she's so appreciative of you and mindful, mighty God, of what it is that you're doing in her life. Oh God, continue to have your angels, oh God, standing before her, behind her, and around her, God. Or your warring angels, ready to devour and attack every demonic entity and any influence trying to come against her or speaking against her in the name of Jesus. We shut down every ill-spoken word uttered over your daughter, Pastor Tate. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Mighty God, we thank you, Lord, that you are keeping her in you. We thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you have established her in you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are her, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that no spirit of manipulation or witchcraft can come near your daughter. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for whatever spirit that will try to come in her way, mighty God. Oh God, mighty God, you expose them by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Expose every spirit trying to come against your daughter even now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, your word declares, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh God, even now we say once more in the realms of the spirit that it serves as a warning to the enemy. I say, touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. Don't you know that the Lord loves his children and loves who he calls, and he will therefore fight and defend them so they be known enemy, that she's a child of, she's a daughter of the Most High God, and she dwells with her father. She dwells in his secret place. She abides in his secret place. She hides under the covert of his wings. Oh God, even now we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, God. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we shall back you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, mighty God, we talk about you all day and night. Oh God, praise you should never cease from our lips. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, we sound the alarm even tonight for another night of dedication and revival fire, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're doing even now, Lord. We rejoice in the angels. Oh, God, even if we can't see it, we know that something mighty is coming through. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are God who reigneth with all power. Lord, even now, mighty God, as I read Psalms 91, I speak, mighty God, for the church and everyone that is connected to us spiritually in you. And it reads, he that dwelleth, Harvest Time Ministries, mighty God, we who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We, Harvest Time, will say of the Lord that you are our strength and our fortress, our God in whom we put our trust. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover us with the feathers, and under our wings shall we trust. Your trust shall be our shield and buckler. We shall never be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that fire by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that walketh at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Lord. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High God, our habitation. There shall be no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For you, Lord, shall give your angels charge over us, to keep us in all our ways. You shall bear thee up. You shall bear us up, yes, Lord, in your hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under our feet. Because you, O Lord, have set love upon us. Therefore, you will deliver us. We will set, mighty God, you will set us on high, because you have known us by name. You shall call upon us, and we will answer you. We will be with you in trouble. We will deliver you. You will deliver us, and humble us with long life. We will satisfy and show our salvation. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you, Lord, for inscribing your words in, mighty God, this book, which you have governed, Lord, and allowing us, mighty God, to even utter them back to you. You really do honor your words. Lord, keep us planted in this house where we shall flourish in the courts of our God. Oh God, mighty God. We will bring forth fruit, mighty God. And we, mighty God, will flourish, mighty God, so much so that people will see and acknowledge your works in this place. Thank you so much, Abba Father. Thank you so much, Abba Father. Thank you so much, Abba Father. You reign. You reign. You reign forevermore. Hallelujah. 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 You reign. You reign, Lord. You reign. You reign, Lord. You reign.